This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're at the Anchorage Lusac Library for some online tutoring. For that, I meet up with Eva, a junior at East High School. Right now, Eva is using a program offered through the Anchorage Library called Live Homework Help to get assistance with her chemistry homework.
Sure. Just signing in. Mm-hmm. You have grade levels, so I just have to put in the subject I want to use, so...
So your tutor is Jason B.
Yes. Just typing in, saying hello.
Eva has been using the Live Homework Help program for 6 years now. She says it's a big help with some of her more difficult subjects. And looking at this whopper of a problem, I can see why she needs a little assistance.
Okay, typing in, what mass in grams of hydrogen gas is needed? It's needed. Wait, needed to fill in 80-liter tank to a pressure of 150 atms at 27 degrees Celsius. Okay.
So many parents are stymied by math, calculus, science, stuff that they studied years ago, but it's evolved, it's approached in a different way, and they just... trying to figure it out is just beyond their abilities.
That's Tony Masari McPherson, the Consumer Relations Coordinator for the Anchorage Public Library. She says the Live Homework Help program, which is available to anyone with a library card and a computer, doesn't just benefit kids. It aids the parents who are feeling overwhelmed trying to help them.
The kids feeling like, oh my God, they must think I'm dumb. And the parents going, oh my God. Gosh, do I know how to do this? You know, so, you know, there's a lot of pressures. But this is just you and the person and all the time you need. And many of the students that have used it on a regular basis say that their grades have really, really improved.
McPherson speaks from personal experience. She turned to the program herself when her son started taking calculus, and she knew she was out of her league.
As a parent, you feel like you really should be able to support your kid. But calculus, it was out of the question.
McPherson says the usage of Live Homework Help in Alaska has more than tripled since its inception 5 years ago. She credits the program's popularity to the online tutor's thoroughness.
So it's not just the answer to one question, it's actually how to do this process. And the people that are doing the tutoring, they're given classes on how to instruct the kids and make sure that they're not telling them what to do, but leading them through the process and making sure they understand each step of the way.
Okay.
Back at the Anchorage Library, Eva is getting deep into her problem.
Using the formula and PV equals NRT.
A question like this, how long do you think it'll take to work through it?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah, because they go through and explain it to you, so it's really helpful.
And Eva's guess is almost right on. We clock the official problem solving at about 20 minutes.
982.117 grams hydrogen 2. Okay, that's the answer.
Eva's favorite thing about the program is that she can ask as many questions as she wants without any time limits. She says her teachers at school can't offer that same level of attention.
I just can't, I don't know, I feel nervous every time I talk to my teacher. I'm like, I hope she doesn't yell at me if I ask them for help. They're like, no, solve this yourself. And then I'm like, okay. So then I go on the website and I go through the steps. So it's easy.
Tony McPherson echoes that sentiment.
I think a lot of the students feel like they don't want to ask questions in class. Either they're shy or they're embarrassed that they don't understand what everybody else seems to understand. So by being able to go and talk to somebody or, you know, write to somebody online, then they can have all their questions answered. And when they go back to class the next day, they can be prepared. They're not being left behind.
McPherson recently discovered that the Live Homework Help program, which is funded by a grant from the Alaska State Library, was going to be cut from the 2014 budget. Since then, she has spent much of her time talking to board members and users of the program to make sure the funding is maintained. She says the program's chances are now looking very good. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.